You're listening to the audio production of Settle My Soul, 100 Quiet Moments to Meet with Jesus by Karen Eamon and Ruth Schwenk, published by Zondervan and read by Christina Hardy.
To Courtney for showing us how to let Jesus settle our souls no matter what life may bring. Introduction. Hi, friend. Is your day jam-packed with obligations and never-ending to-do lists? If you're anything like us, the answer is yes. If so, start here. Turn off your phone notifications. Ignore the dirty laundry for a little longer. Stop thinking about the work project that's on a tight deadline or what you're going to cook for dinner tonight. If these things leave you feeling frazzled, what you need most isn't better time management skills or tips for worrying less. You need a settled soul. As busy women juggling lots of responsibilities just like you, we know how hard it can be to press pause and refresh your spirit. Yet it's crucial that you do. Whether you're a working professional, a wife, a mom, a sister, an aunt, a student, or any combination of these things, your stressed and exhausted heart needs time carved out for God. Through the 100 devotions found in this book, it is our prayer that each devotion meets you where you are and cuts through the noise of your busy life. So take a few quiet moments to meet with Jesus, ponder the scripture, insights learned, and questions for reflection meant to help you connect your heart straight to God's. Feel free to pause the book to reflect on each question as you work your way through this devotional. As you spend a little time savoring the Savior and align your thoughts with His Word before you head out to meet the demands of the day, may you discover what Jesus longs to give you, His peace. In His incredible love, Karen and Ruth. Chapter 1, How to Scatter Unusual Kindness. Karen. Once safely on shore, we found out that the island was called Malta. The islanders showed us unusual kindness. They built a fire and welcomed us all because it was raining and cold. Acts chapter 28, verses 1 and 2. Have you ever read a story on social media about someone who did something over the top for a stranger? Like tipping a restaurant server, not just the standard 20%, but maybe 500%. I love stories like these, and we don't just find them online. Tucked in the pages of the New Testament is a two-word phrase that seemed to leap off the pages of my Bible one day. It rearranged my thinking and became a life mission. In Acts chapter 28, verses 1 and 2, we encounter some unknown people who lived on a remote island where a boatload of people, including the Apostle Paul, suddenly found themselves shipwrecked in the middle of a storm. Once safely on shore, we found out that the island was called Malta. The islanders showed us unusual kindness. Unusual kindness. I love the reason given for this above and beyond behavior. These verses don't just say this unusual kindness was shown because Paul and his companions were important people. It doesn't declare the people from the shipwreck had the exact political and theological views as the islanders. No, they were treated with this unusual kindness simply because it was raining and cold. Today, we encounter all sorts of people who are up against the elements. We can't always see these circumstances, but they are present nonetheless. Perhaps those people could use some kindness, even better, unusual kindness. Kindness holds the door for an elderly person leaving the grocery store. Unusual kindness willingly carries the person's groceries all the way to her car, puts them in the trunk, and sends her on her way with an "it was my pleasure" when thanked.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?